what was the complete, and that was completely what Eddie Van Halen's sound was about. That was what the Brown sound was. It was a 100-watt Fletcher Marshall turned down on a Variac. And so turning the amp down on the Variac lowers the plate voltage. So I just built an amp that had lower plate voltage. So originally, what I had created during my tenure of Soldano Custom Amplification as the Hot Rod 25 became what is now the SLO-30. So when Boutique Amps Distribution got involved and partnered up with me, and I joined their team, basically what we decided to do is rather than just rather than continuing to make the Hot Rod 25, we would refine it even further and actually make it a true little SLO. So we put the clean crunch switch back in on the normal channel. We added the bright switch. Mm-hmm. The effects loop got refined even further to be more pedal friendly, because nowadays, you know, the pedals and the SLO, the original SLO's effects loop was always a little bit touch and go when using pedals. You know, it always worked with racks that was what it was designed for. But with pedals, it was sometimes a little bit of a challenge. So the SLO-30 is kind of a culmination of all of the improvements, or not so much improvements, but changes that I wanted to make to the original design. And we put all that together into one amp. And we made it lit small and compact and much more usable at all volumes. And that became the SLO-30. It's an awesome little amp. I'm so happy with it.
You're already happy with it, right? I mean, I haven't used the effects loop, actually. That's one
thing. It's a good loop. It works really well.
I'm really looking forward to use it. There is a saying right now. I'm not entirely sure if it's true because I don't build amps and I can't really speak to it. But they say, like, the quality of tubes on itself, it has dropped. Is that in any way true, generally speaking?
No, there's no truth in that.
Right. Okay.
You know, one of the things, even though I'm not physically involved in building the amps anymore, one of the conditions, if you will, I guess maybe not conditions. One of the agreements I had with Boutique was that if I was going to get involved with Boutique, and if in fact Boutique was going to become the new home of Soldano brand, then they had to keep the quality. It's like I told them, I said, you know, if you can't match what we did before, then I'm not interested in doing this. And so I have a contract with them that is very thick, and part of that contract states that everything they do has to meet my approval. And I have my eyes on this stuff all the time. Anyway, during the development process, I have
your name
during the testing.
Yeah. It's your name. It's
all hand built, and it's hand built in Southern California, which, you know, if purists really want to get fussy about the whole thing, they could say that, well, the original production Soldanos came from Southern California. So, you know, it's kind of like it's gone back to where it started. So the quality is exceptional. I mean, everything's hand-built. They have a very, very tight quality control that they do down there. And so I'm very impressed with everything they're building. And like I say, they listen to what I say, and if I find something isn't to my liking, it gets changed. It's just that simple. Nothing has been compromised. I mean, just because, my own hands aren't personally on the amp doesn't mean they aren't being built beautifully, you know.
I have this impression a little bit, you know. I mean, you sound really happy with it, but you and what you do, you are a rare breed, and I feel like when I look around right now in music building scene, all these companies, smaller and bigger companies, there are many effect pedal companies, and there are also quite a few guitar building companies.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a feeling like maybe it's because of the entire camper thing. And if you like, we can also go into the whole profiling and modeling topic. Not necessarily what I wanted to get to. I have a feeling that classical amp builders, you know, guys who, you know, build amps, who buy the parts, who develop the circuit and think about how to approach the entire topic, it's getting rarer and rarer. In Germany, at least, there are only a handful of those guys.